In a career that has spanned over 60 years, Robert Wagner has witnessed the twilight of the golden age of Hollywood and the rise of television, being a beloved star in both film and TV. During this time, he became acquainted both professionally and socially with many of the greatest female screen personalities of all time. His new book, I Loved Her in the Movies, Memories of Hollywood's Legendary Actresses, gives us an account of the charisma of these women on film. Among Wagner's subjects are Joan Crawford, Betty Davis, Marilyn Monroe, Gloria Swanson, Loretta Young, Raquel Welch, Glenn Close, and the two actresses who he ultimately married, Natalie Wood and Jill St. John. Robert Wagner is the star of such films as A Kiss Before Dying, The Longest Day, The Pink Panther, and most recently the Austin Powers franchise. On television, he starred in It Takes a Thief with Fred Astaire, Switch with Eddie Albert and Sharon Gless, and Heart to Heart with Stephanie Powers. It's a great pleasure to welcome Robert Wagner back to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us, sir. Great pleasure to have you back on the program.
Hey, thank you for that wonderful introduction. Thank you so much. And also, I love the theme, don't you?
Well, yes, it's a great theme. They don't make them like that anymore, do they?
Dave Grusin, you know, he's on tour, by the way. Somebody told me they were going to go see him the other night.
Oh, that's good.
And I saw him a couple of weeks ago. What a wonderful musician. He's given us all so much, huh?
Indeed. So what brought you to this subject? Why did you want to write about female movie stars?
Well, you know, this is the third book I've done with Scott Eyman. And Scott has a tremendous knowledge of the motion picture industry and the people that are in it. And we started talking about all of the women that I'd had the pleasure and luck to work with. And we thought of this idea, and we put it down and on paper, a few of the ladies, and brought it to our literary agent, Morchenko, and he responded to it very positively. And then we took it to Viking, Rick Cott, who published our last book, and he responded to it very positively. So we were off to the races, and we started to really investigate all of the people. I couldn't do them all. You know, there's some that are left out, but we couldn't do everybody. And I just wanted to do a tribute to these wonderful women and who have given us all so much. And that's what the book is. It's a tribute to these marvelous, marvelous ladies.
And you wanted to look at people that you personally worked with.
I beg your pardon?
I said, and you also wanted to look at people that you personally worked with.
Yes, I did. You know, I had that opportunity, you know, because a lot of them came, were on Heart to Heart and were on Switch, and Betty Davis did a shot for me on It Takes a Thief, and over the years I've had that opportunity and then to know them personally. So, you know, I thought I'd put it down on paper because they gave up a lot for us, and they did a great deal, and I admire them so, and I had the opportunity, and it's my take on it, and so here we are.
Did you come to an understanding of what makes an actress legendary, of what makes, and you could say this about an actor as well, but of what makes someone legendary in the field?
Well, you know, it's all luck and breaks and timing and the right character and all of that, but these women were working all the time. They also have a certain, you know, have a certain longevity, a time that they can make it in, and there's a kind of a pressure on that. But the stars that I wrote about in the early days, I mean, they worked all the time, and they gave up a great deal for that. You know, it's a lot to have a career going, and in those days you couldn't. You know, there weren't, sometimes the unions weren't in and on occasions, and then these women went on and worked and did, you know, magnificent work and created wonderful images for all of us. And I just have such admiration for them, and we thought, let's put that down on paper. They deserve it.
When you started in this business, how, I'm just curious, and you do write about this a little bit, but of how in awe of these movie stars were you from the very beginning of having them come on and getting the chance to work with them and know how they could light up the screen?
Well, you know, Do you know what at the beginning of the book, you know, I write about how I the first movie star I ever met, who was Norma Shearer.
Yeah.
And there was just something, I don't know, about her and about the moment and about being a movie star. Of course, I didn't know who she was, and I didn't know what she was doing at the time. She was doing Marie Antoinette, and I didn't know who Marie Antoinette was. I was 7 years old, but I was enthralled by this woman. And I think that motivated me a lot to stay in the motion picture industry and try to get into it. I mean, it was just so mysterious and wonderful and exciting. And I was just very lucky, you know. I was just very, very fortunate that all happened.
When you came into a project, how much did your co-star play into what you were going to do? Okay, you could do this project, all right, but you can do this project with this actress, and you think, oh, okay, well, that sounds amazing.
Well, you know, again, that's kind of the timing and the breaks, you know? You know, all of a sudden you come together, two people, and you're trying to create a moment or a character or motivate the story to go further and the chemistry and all of that. I mean, it's a lot of breaks. It's a lot of breaks.
All right. So let's talk about some of these women. Joan Crawford. How did you meet Joan Crawford?
I met Joan Crawford. You know, I was in Hollywood. I was at a party and I had an opportunity to meet her. She was fantastic, you know, bigger than life and wonderful lady, very, very giving and a lot of fun. And she was, you know, a big, gigantic star. She and Betty Davis, I mean, they were gigantic, you know. And I was awestruck like anybody would be. You know, I was a kid and saw Joan Crawford. My God, that was pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
And very exciting.
And do you learn from them or do you just observe them?
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't there looking at them hoping to learn something. I was just, you know, looking at them and saying, good Lord, are these women great? You know, what an opportunity to see them and see them in this circumstance. I wasn't thinking about it. You know, I was just like anybody else, I think, probably just in awe of them.
Yeah. Let's talk about Katharine Hepburn. You say that you first met Katharine Hepburn through Spencer Tracy.
Well, she was, you know, she had a great deal of confidence about herself and about the woman that she was. And she was very special. She was very unusual. She was attractive. She was, you know, wonderful actress, great timing. You know, and again, I was a little bit older then, but I was still awestruck when I met Katharine Hepburn, and she was a wonderful lady. I mean, great, you know, lots of fun, great humor, and she had it all. She was very special.
You do write in the book what she knew she did have and what she had absolute self-confidence in was her personality. She was well aware that there was nobody else remotely like her, at least not in Hollywood.
That's true. That is true. And I think that's what, you know, she just did her thing and presented, brought her personalities and her definiteness to whatever she did. And I think that I thought she was just really remarkable. I loved her in movies.
You did mention Betty Davis, so I'd like to talk a little bit about her and really just an incredible career, a huge star.
Well, I met her when I was pretty young, and you know, she just was, you know, so such a dynamic personality and lots of fun. She had a great sense of humor. When she was off, she was she used her time very well and was able to really enjoy her life. But her life was dedicated to her work, and she was she was another one who was very defined. I mean, she knew exactly, you know, that was not easy to be that character at that time. You know, it's not, she brought so much to the screen that was so different from anything that we'd ever seen before. She was totally unique.
You also write about Maureen Stapleton in the book, who is one of our local heroes here in Troy, and give a rather nuanced look at her life and what she was able to achieve.
Well, you know, Maureen was so highly regarded by every actor. I mean, they just thought she was so special, and she was. And again, she was, you know, one of the great actresses that came down the path. I mean, very, very wonderful lady and so much fun. I mean, she was had the greatest sense of humor and just what an opportunity to have had to be able to have worked with her and you know, those women are few and far between.
And then, of course, you write about two women who you married, Natalie Wood and Jill St. John. Was it more difficult to write about them?
Well, it wasn't so difficult to write about them. It's just that I could have gone on. You know,
sure.
I could have written more. We could have done more about them, but we could have done more about all of the ladies. And to have the opportunity, I think, to work with the one you love is a very interesting and wonderful experience, because you have the opportunity to obviously talk about it more, and you're both dedicated to it. Because when you know, two actors get on the stage and they start to work, you find out a lot about each other. You find out a lot about the other person, and you have a great camaraderie with them and a loyalty to them, and you're putting yourself out there, you know, emotionally and in every way, and to be able to share that with your loved one is a very, you know, it's a different experience than working with someone that you find, you know, you find out about.
Well, the name of the new book is I Loved Her in the Movies, Memories of Hollywood's Legendary Actresses. The book is published by Viking. Robert Wagner, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I'm glad you enjoyed the book.
Indeed. Thank you very much. Be well. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.